Blog Talk Radio. This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am doing great. Had a beautiful day. We were in the 70s here, but now we're on wind watch.
That's crazy. All the way up to the 70s there? That's beautiful.
Yeah, it was amazing and sunny, too. And then, of course, now the wind's supposed to come in tonight between midnight and dawn, and they're expecting, you know, power outages, limbs coming down. Great.
Well, at least you had a beautiful day living in paradise.
Well, my family up in Massachusetts, they've already got 12 inches on the ground. They got 12 more coming down right now. And our friend Robert that calls in occasionally, he's up in New Hampshire. He's getting 1 to 2 feet right now.
Wow. Glad I'm not there.
Hey, listen, if you have a fireplace and plenty of food, you're probably okay. But
there you go. Wait it out. That would be me. Wait it out.
That's right. Lie low and wait for the weather to change. Wait till spring.
Hence the reason why I live in Florida.
I understand that. Well, it's interesting because I guess everybody made it through the eclipse or the comet.
Yes. All of that.
Very intense emotions out there. Very intense emotions out there from this eclipse.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now it's on to bigger and better things.
It is. And the thing is that it was an opening of a door. And it really showed a lot of perspective for a lot of people of where they stand and what they love. Okay? And, you know, tonight we have Venus creeping up on Mars. And they're going to form that conjunction here this week. And it really is that yin-yang, male-female energy. And it's really the essence of combining what we love with our actions and really proving by our own physical actions, really, this is where we take a stand for what we love and this is where we're going to go with that. And I just love that aspect. Being in Aries, it's simple, it's sharp, it's precise, it's to the point, it's direct. Let's just do it. You know, it has that young little Aries baby, innocent lamb energy, you know, and I just love that for this conjunction because it can really spark a lot of new creations from the heart and from the soul.
Absolutely, and again, they're in sextile to Mercury in Aquarius for Valentine's Day. Isn't that fun?
Share the love.
Share the love, yes. Yep, I think it's about all kinds of love, too. You know, it's funny because children, grandchildren, making Valentine's for their mom, all the kind of cool stuff that goes on Valentine's Day brings back a lot of memories. It's not only about romance. You know, it's interesting that the different kinds of love that demonstrate themselves in this cycle. You know, the month of hearts and flowers.
And so many different ways and forms and shapes of love. You know, it really is. Love just doesn't encompass our mates or, you know, what type of food we like. It encompasses everything in our life. And the diversity of that with the Aquarian energy shows the spread of love everywhere, from the flower to, you know, loving what kind of flower you have to loving the environment that you live in or loving the car that you drive. All of these things have that connection of love.
Absolutely. I can remember when I was a little girl, I'd get dandelions, and I'd pick them, and I'd put them in a little paper cup with water for my mother.
And I bet you she loved them more than anything else.
Oh, well, I'm not sure. But, of course, being raised in New England, I didn't realize that was also food then. And in the South, I know it is now. It's all about how you perceive it, these little gifts we give.
Absolutely. It is all a perception. There's so many different perceptions.
Yes, yes. So, I suppose we've got quite a few callers have called in this morning. I suppose we should find out what where their love and their passion lies tonight.
How about we do that?
Area code 111, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies, it's Danielle.
Hey, Danielle.
Hello, Danielle. How are
you? Can you hear me good? I'm okay.
Yes, we can. I can hear you pretty darn clear. That's great.
So do you have a question for us tonight?
Well, I finally got the website design guy birth info. The guy who's supposed to help me with my business.
Great.
Okay, what is it?
August 12th, 1975.
And what time was he born?
4:03 p.m.
4 what?
4:03 p.m.
Okay, in what city?
Fort Knox, Kentucky.
Military base.
Okay. And where does he live now?
Bedford, I think. Yeah, Bedford.
Okay. I like this for you, Danielle. I really do. I think he can really bring who you are out onto the website. I think that he can really help you with that web design very well, and you can express him how you feel, and he'll understand it. There's a lot of really nice connections here for you to really support him. And he's a worker. He has an analytical mind. He loves his work. And so there's a lot of different things that I think will really work well for you. He can be a little bit stubborn, okay? But so can you, okay? So you're going to have to work on that between the two of you. But other than that, I really like it. What do you think, Everda?
I'm feeling pretty positive about it as well. Because both his Sun and his Venus are sitting right on your rising star, Danielle, right on your ascendant. And the whole idea is, again, to create a presence for you. So this is really great. And so I am kind of liking that. And let's see what else is it. Oh, well, his Jupiter opposes your Mars. So that's a good thing, because the Jupiter in Sagittarius in his chart is about the internet, international visibility, and it's opposing and attracting to your Mars in Gemini so that you can state your mission, and it's in your 10th house in Roanoke chart, to the public. So again, there's a lot of good stuff in here. I totally agree with Jacqueline.
Yeah.
Are you still there?
Yeah,
well, I don't think we've ever stopped Danielle from talking before. That's interesting.
Well, he can be a little. He drinks scotch, so I don't know if he has a drinking problem. And he told me he's impatient and he's kind of like red hot, like. You know, like seeing red, like his part of his energy, you know, is kind of
Well, he's a little intense. That's okay. But he also has a duality to him. So, and Danielle, you do have a duality, even though you have a Mercury in Cancer, which slows that duality down. You both have a Mars and a Sun in Gemini. And that flexibility of in and out needs to be with this relationship. And he has his own way of doing things. I said he's stubborn, but he's good. Okay? And that's the point, is that there are certain, everybody's human and has their human experiences. I don't think he's an alcoholic. But on the other side, you have to work with, you know, he's an artist. He's a Leo. They are a little eccentric, okay? So he's not the love of your life, that's for sure. But he can represent you really well. And there's so many different positive aspects to this.
And it looks like, well, he hasn't mentioned it. I'm supposed to go to Charlottesville with him in the next week or two to meet an author of this book that I've been reading.
That sounds exciting.
Which is a friend of his. Does that look like that's still going to happen, me going and to meet this friend of his? It's a Lean Startup is the name of the book, and it's about entrepreneurship and business startup. And I had the book before I met Dan, and he says he's friends with the author of the book, and he invited me to go with them to have dinner at GE, General Electric.
Well, it looks likely to me because Mars moving through your ninth house, a trip here to develop a different philosophy to help you to move forward. Venus is on its way in there too, so you're going to have both Venus and Mars with that ninth house. So for the two of you to take that road trip and stuff and to become illuminated looks good to me. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I was going in the same place you were.
Okay.
I'll bet you'll be going on some kind of trip here soon.
Okay. What should I wear?
I'm not going to dress you, Danielle.
Well, you said he likes red, so wear red.
Okay.
Good
well,
luck.
Thanks, lady.
Good luck, and keep us posted, Dave.
Okay, thank you.
God bless. What a trip. Okay. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 863, you're on the air.
Good evening, ladies. This is Julia from sunny Florida.
Hi, Julia. How are you today?
Doing pretty good. I'm just sitting here
listening.
Are you
originally from Salem Center, Ohio?
Yep, that's me. And since we are in the month of February, the month of love, that's what I was calling about to see about new love coming in for me. Earlier today, I was looking online on YouTube, listening to some videos, and one of them was about the solar eclipse in Pisces on the 26th. The person was talking, you know, about how it affects you. So it's like, oh, that's interesting. I wonder how it's going to. Just ask you guys if there's any significance for me with that solar eclipse. So, but primarily, I'm interested in love.
All right. Let's see.
I am going to go look at that. Let me get the info on that solar eclipse. I'm going to look at the solar eclipse.
Holy. Wait till you see it. Wait till you see this solar chart. Oh, my God.
Okay. I have a feeling it's going to be important.
It's extremely intense. You've got a lot of oppositions, and you definitely want to meet somebody local, that's for sure. And you need to be spending time by the water. I mean, I don't care if you're sitting in a cafe looking at the intercoastal. I don't care where you are, but you need to be where there's food, where there's water, and where there's some kind of entertainment. I want to say some music. Because this could be a fantastic time for you as far as meeting someone romantically. I totally agree.
Mm-hmm.
you're also in your Mars opposition on the eclipse, okay? And Venus is also going to be opposing your Mercury. So you could end up, again, having this nice, exciting dialogue with somebody who's very open and honest. I really, really like this for you.
Because when you hear the word opposition, you think it's going to be something negative, like, oh, no, here comes the bad news.
Oppositions are a different kind of challenge, Julia. Oppositions in astrology, if something presents itself, and you have the option to embrace it or push it off. Okay, it depends on how you feel that vibration. See, squares are going to give you a challenge, no two ways about it.
Oh.
Oppositions give you choices. So it's a little bit different.
Oh, okay.
And opposites attract the zodiac often. Okay?
Ooh.
Opposites attract the zodiac often because you're looking
for
a balance. Yep, it can work. Yep.
Who's opposite to me?
Aries.
Ooh, aren't they the hotheads?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I was looking at your Mars and Mercury. Pisces is the opposition of you. You're a Virgo sun, so Pisces is your opposite to attract to. And again, that's one of the reasons why, I mean, there's a lot of transits that are going on. Chiron is in dead opposition at that point in time to your sun. So this is, I so agree that this is a transformational time for you on this moon. It's like a door is opening up for you because the vertex is going to be passing over your Mercury. It is in conjunction with it at that point in time. And so I agree with Aphrodite so much that be out there, be in the public, be available. Not only that time, but a few days around it as well, after it as well. Because I think that the natural law of attraction is if you're available and open during that period of time, somebody's going to walk through that door that's going to be pretty great. So you have a Mars and a Mercury in Libra, and it will bring that into you. I promise you.
Awesome. Yeah. I just, you know, I don't want a player. I want somebody who's in integrity. So that's definitely,
absolutely.
You know.
You want your best friend. You want your best friend.
Yeah.
Somebody honorable. Somebody, I mean, there's a lot. And here again, you want an equal value in the relationship. You don't want to have an imbalance of the relationship. And just be open to it. And that's the point is that this door, that's how I described it, as a door opening, and just be open and standing there, just available to it, is because you will attract the right one just by being open. Okay?
Awesome.
And I think it's going to hit you like a lightning bolt because both Mars and Uranus are conjunct in Aries and perfect trine to your Venus in Leo, which rules the heart on that day, and that Mars-Uranus conjunction is opposing and attracting to your Mars in Libra. So I have a feeling this is going to hit you like a lightning bolt. You're not going to miss it, honey. Okay?
Oh, good. Yay. Yeah, because, I mean, you do think about that. Well, what if I miss it? You know? Awesome.
Nope. Hoo-wee. It looks good. I'm glad you called
it
tonight.
I called. That
keep
was
posted
me
on
too.
This. Okay.
All right. Will do. Thanks so much, ladies. Have a great rest of your evening.
God bless. Okay.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, now that's a chart now.
Okay. For some reason, my computer just did something crazy with Blog Talk, and I can't figure out what happened. Give me a second here.
No.
She's not coming back.
Don't know where Blog Talk Radio went to.
Yep. All right. Let me see. I think I got my mouse back. It just kept generating that little circle thinking. It's saying it's thinking, and it just like disappeared. Now it's back. So we're good.
Okay. There you go.
Okay. Area code 248, you're on the air.
Hi, Aphrodite. It's Bill Hobart. Hi, Jacqueline.
Hey, how are you, Bill?
How are you doing, honey?
I'm very good. How are you two ladies?
Doing well. Good to hear from you.
You too. Yeah, yeah. I have a little bit of a question.
Okay.
So we're supposed to, Lee and I are supposed to move April the 10th into a bigger, larger, nicer apartment. And I need to know if that's good to do? And also, are we going to stay together?
April what?
April 10th.
What's Lee's first information? Oh, I have it. Never mind. Just found it.
Okay.
Are you still going to be in Sterling Heights?
Yes.
I thought so.
Oh, we're having a rough road right now. No communication, so it's difficult for me.
Okay. Let's take a look. Oh, man. Well, I think that the issues have to be resolved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
First?
I'm going to go back and look at you against the eclipse. Hold on a minute here.
Okay. Yeah, he's not a communicator because he's so wrapped up in school and work and internship that we barely spend any time with each other. And so he gets angry quickly when I press him on matters of, you know, talking to me, listening to me, you know. Taking me serious.
Right.
What have you done as far as physical forms, like writing a letter or sending a video or, you know, sending a card or, you know, that type of thing? Have you done any other type of, you know, besides just communicating verbally? You know, is there other ways that you've been communicating?
No. I mean, I've given him cards for his birthday and cards for Christmas and things like that, but I receive nothing in return. So I don't know if I should write him a letter so that he will read it and we can start the dialogue that way. But when he's working 12 hours a day, 5 days a week, it's hard to get him in a place where he's open to having that conversation.
Well, and I'm not talking about that conversation as far as what I'm trying to say. I think you need to express more of endorsing more of how you feel of the love that you have for him and the positive things more than the negative things. Because this guy runs on a dual personality, okay? And approaching him while he's busy is not necessarily, I mean, he just gets frustrated. Okay.
Right.
Because he's trying his hardest. He's a perfectionist at heart. So he's trying his hardest. He wants to hold on to love. That's what he does. And you enlighten and awaken him in ways that nobody else ever has. So here again, you have this connection that has a certain amount of distance to it as well. You have a Mars in Sagittarius. You are independent, but you are a mountain goat, Capricorn Sun and Mercury in Capricorn. It's a very staunch position to take of right and wrong, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is not your normal relationship, okay?
Right.
So what I'm suggesting as far as the relationship is concerned is to try and point out the positive things that you like about him and express that in some kind of letter or some kind of physical form, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And see what he does with that. And see, you know, instead of trying to communicate what's wrong, communicate what's right. I know you like fixing things, and I know you want it fixed now, but this is a temperance.
Yes.
You have the tenacity to stand the amount of time that it would take to make this relationship work, but you have to wait it out. It's a tempered relationship. What do you think, Ephraim?
Right.
I agree. I just feel, unfortunately, see, he is working so many hours. What are you doing, Bill?
Well, I'm doing my clairvoyant work and making my videos because my brand new website just went up 2 weeks ago. And so I'm making videos for the webpage. Yep. And I'm doing content for that. I have a person that I'm working with who is a computer genius, a website genius, and I feed everything to her. She puts music behind the videos and edits it for me. And I'm going to start writing stories of my life to put on there also.
I love it.
Yeah. So that's what I'm doing pretty much almost every day.
Keep yourself as busy as you can, only because he is so busy. I think if you don't keep yourself busy enough, that you're going to feel it more, the loneliness, okay,
mm-hmm.
and the feeling of
right.
not – it's not so much that he's rejecting you. It's just that he's very goal-focused right now. And if you look back at your life, there's times you've been that way too.
Oh, totally, right.
Okay,
yeah.
So you can understand he's in a stage now that you made it through. See, now you're starting a
right.
whole new business and a whole new life, and that's good for you. But there were times when you were like a dog with a bone too, and there was nobody that was going to pull you away from what you had planned as far as creating your security. So,
again,
just sometimes rest on that and ask for the guidance from some of your guides and your angelics to tell you to help you with this patience, to help you understand better, and to read his moods a little bit better.
Right.
Okay.
Because well, told me about,
that's part of it.
They told me what you guys have said. Right. They've told me what you guys kind of reaffirmed, and I just wanted to make sure, as I always do, that they're telling me what should happen. You know, my guides have all
right.
said, well, Bill, you're going to be together. You're going to be there. You know, this is just physical stuff. Don't worry. Once he graduates in May, he'll come out of it. Everything's going to be good. And I'm like, okay, but we're moving into the new apartment on April the 10th. I want to make sure that we need to go to the apartment or stay here, you know, because it's a lot more money,
right.
but it's a lot more square feet. It's really nice. I just want to make sure that we're going to be okay there. I think we are, but...
And the thing is, it needs to be as easy on him, because moves are stressful, even if they're local.
Right.
So you need to place as move-in ready as you can, make it as seamless as possible, so it's not a source
mm-hmm.
of stress. It's a source of opening up, I want to say.
Okay.
And let him know that you're just going to try and be more patient, and maybe you haven't been as patient as you know, you understand that right now that he, again, he really wants to make something of himself, and I respect that. But I know how it makes
right.
you feel because you're such a sensitive soul, okay?
Right, right. That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
Well, keep us posted.
I appreciate your help. Oh, I will, definitely. Thanks again.
Many blessings. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I just seem like close to Valentine's Day. Everything starts to go crazy with these relationships. Okay, you ready for the next one?
See, Aquarian energy. Yes.
Yes. Area code 347, you're on there. Hello.
Thank you. Hi, it's Jessica from New Jersey.
Hey, Jessica.
Hi, thanks for taking
How
my call.
How are you tonight?
Yay. I am better now that I'm speaking with you guys. Yeah, I've been feeling frustrated like the last week or two. I was just kind of curious what's going on in my chart, like super bored, like just sort of waiting for things in career and finances to get going. Like I literally just sort of lay around each day and take walks. And so I guess it's sort of like a two-part question, like what's going on in my chart? And like the other thing is like, is this sort of my life that I seem to have periods that I just like sit around and do absolutely nothing, and it sort of drives me a little bit crazy.
You're 716, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's take a look at this. Ooh. Ah, help is coming on the eclipse. Yes!
Yay!
All right, that's not to the 26th, so you're going to have to pace yourself a little bit, but boy, I got to tell you, on the eclipse, you've got trines and blessing lines and water and fire. Oh, yeah. It's going to get better. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, right now, Vesta is kissing her son, okay? And Vesta is more like a nurturer, and it makes you step back to look at nurturing yourself and looking at what does nurture you. I like you taking walks because both Mars and Venus are in your third house natally. and they're enshrined to your Mercury. And I like that because it gives you time to think, gives you time to really reevaluate what makes you happy and look at the simple things of life. You're a Cancer. You love the simple things of life. You love the breath of the creatures, the things like this. And right now is a calm period of time. I know you're frustrated, but it's given you a break to really nurture self and see the simplicity of life. So I really like you enjoying the environment that you're in right now and embracing this instead of trying to be productive at this point in time with something outside of it. Because it's really a gift given to you to see the beauty of your soul.
Oh, wow. That just gave me chills, the beauty of my soul. That sounds really nice. I'm going to write that down. I mean, is that like a theme in my life? Because it seems like I seem to be sort of hanging around and enjoying the beauty of my soul a lot. And I always crave a little more activity. I don't know if it's like,
remember,
is this just
remember
my life?
Both your benefactors, both of the two planets that give us benefits in the zodiac are both in Gemini. So the universe is working it the right way for you by having the stop-and-go energy, because that's where you receive your benefits, is by the slow pace and then crazy busy and slow pace and crazy busy. I know you like that consistency, but it's not to your benefit. Remember, both Venus and Jupiter are both in Gemini, and you really need to look at how that works to your benefit and embrace it, because the universe is actually giving you the right thing at the right time.
Wow. You're
it's not so much
tonight.
About doing
so
as
better.
It is about being, Jessica.
Oh, I know the being thing. I know. Like, it's like, but it just feels unbalanced. That's the thing. Like, I'll get maybe, like, last 2 weeks ago, a man came into my life I thought was going to be like a friendship or something. I thought we're going to hang out all the time. We hung out like twice. I was like, okay, I'll spend my time hanging out with him. And then that ended. Like, that like sort of went nowhere. I mean, it's not like it ended, but like, so it's like these, it's like a rest, a little busy. Okay, this is fun. And it's very short. And then it's like rest again. So I guess I'll just have to, I mean, I do like it, but it just seems to be extended, and then I get annoyed.
Well, it's more like reading a book of short stories than reading a novel right now.
Right. And that seems like how it's always been. Like,
but the thing is,
yeah.
to respect that and know that each of the small chapters of your life, even if they don't last a long time, they do make a difference. They create the matrix that is you growing. And that's okay.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, it just doesn't feel like I accomplished so much overall. That's what is, because I do want financial success, and I still haven't, like, I feel like I still haven't mastered that, and that's what annoys me. Like, I just want this booming business, and I just feel like I'm waiting for pieces to come together. And this has been for years.
Well, you're still growing and you're still prospering in other ways, and some of those are internal rather than external.
Right.
Because you're very much an idea person, aren't you?
Yeah.
And you're very creative.
Well, when am I... Right, so that's why I need the quiet time also. But when is this prosperity going to happen in the 3D world? Because I want to experience that too.
It's probably not going to happen until next year when Saturn gets into Capricorn. It's still in Sagittarius, transiting your 12th house. When it gets into Capricorn at the end of the year for the next 2.5 years, it's going to end up stabilizing you and making you feel as if you do have a foundation experience. Now, you have to understand, Saturn only goes into Capricorn every 29 years. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So, and it's coming in for you now to build that foundation you desire. But because it's still in Sagittarius right now, it's still about the journey. It's not about the destination just yet until the end of the year.
Okay. And so, and
hang in there just a little bit longer, Jessica.
Is the Capricorn thing, is that because I'm a Capricorn ascendant, or that's just in general for everybody?
No,
it's
correct.
Because you're a Capricorn ascendant, you're going to move out of your 12th house of you being invisible into the first house of you being visible.
Oh, okay. Thank you. That was a great reading. Thank you, both of you guys. That was very helpful. Thank you.
Well, many blessings to you.
Thanks. Many blessings. All right, bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. That Capricorn rising really does want to achieve. I so get that.
Oh, I know. And you were so right on with what you said. You know, that was perfect.
Yeah, I want to really support it, but, you know, sometimes you have to stop and smell the roses, you know?
Yeah.
Jeez.
And there's nothing you can
do about
it
the
right
same
now.
Moment.
Yeah.
See, you're ready for the next one.
Okay.
Area code 305, you're on the air.
Do you remember Charo when she used to say Machachuche from Massachusetts? Hello, Machachuche. Hi, both Jays.
Hi, Indiana.
Well, alive. You'll hear from me this week in writing. And to after that, I want to pose the questions. Two questions. Do you see me moving?
Okay.
When do you see me moving? And my health, is it going to sustain me through the move? Will I be able to make the move?
Okay, let's take a peek at that.
I still want to have a consultation with you. Can't yet.
Okay.
Hopefully, by the end of the week, we'll see.
When were you projecting the move to be? Because right now, Jupiter's retrograde in the third house of your neighborhood. Now, are you moving within your neighborhood?
I don't want to move, period. But this is going to be sold. And they told me they were going to sell it early March, but I don't know if it's just, you know, whether it will come together. I don't want to move. If I have to, I would love to move after June, or in June, or at the end of May.
Yeah, June, Jupiter goes direct, so that's why I'm thinking that's more likely to happen then than now. But
which is June.
Yeah. I'm looking from a different perspective here for one second. Okay.
Thank you, my blonde friend.
Well, in early March, the planets are going to be moving in opposition to your Mars and Virgo. So it is important for you to be prepared in March only because it's going to help to keep your anxiety at a minimum, okay? So I would try to be sorting and getting things organized and all that in anticipation that a move is probably going to end up occurring later on. But it's better for you to be proactive than to wait to the last minute because that puts you into a bad space. And as far as your health is concerned, what's your major health issue?
Not by the doctor, but by self-awareness. My heart and something internal.
Well, I think you're going through a bout of melancholy.
Oh, yeah. 10 years now, though. But, yeah, it just gets worse sometimes. I'm under pressure that has been sustained for 10 years. So, you know, no human body can take that much steadily. And I've been doing that. But like Jackie says, we choose our life. But I don't think I can continue this way. And I want to, I'd love to get out of here and take a road trip throughout the U.S., you know, humbly, but how am I going to manage that? What do I do with the furniture that is here? I don't have the resources. So I am afraid, like in a 360-degree circle, every degree has fear. And, of course, like you said, I do pray. I've got 3 candles lit right now. But it's still overpowering.
Right. And that's because you have to understand that when you say your prayers, Diana, you really need to give them to God. If you pray and then you keep pulling back your worry, you're sending a message that you don't trust Him. And I'm going to discourage that. And I'm also going to tell you that for you to get out of where you are, even if you put some of your things in storage, you do want to feel more liberated. Right now, where you have been and what you've been doing has been very burdensome. So maybe this is a great blessing in disguise. And you have to trust that process. I know it's easier said than done. Don't get me wrong. Okay?
But so you do say it's March. You say it's March. Will I have a place to stay? Will I have another miracle? Because
March it might be a good idea for you to reorganize your stuff and put the things that you don't necessarily need on a daily basis into some kind of storage that's very inexpensive. So if you do need to move into a place, you can start out with little, and little by little you can maybe take some of your things out of storage. Do this in a way that's going to decrease your stress rather than exaggerate it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. And I understand. You have a Mercury in Scorpio and a Sun in Scorpio and a Mars in Virgo. Okay. With those qualities, you have a perfectionist state in who you are. And if things aren't perfect, it's really disturbing to you. But here again, I agree with Aphrodite. Trust this process. Those fears and being full of angst like you are aren't helping, and they aren't changing the situation. And what happens is that you hold on to them and you don't get anywhere. Once you let them go and say, okay, I need to set them down. I need to take a break. It's too much, and I think that's why you're feeling the physical stress on your body. Is this because it is too much for you to hold? And once you set that free and say, I'm not moving today, I'm not moving tomorrow, I'm not moving the next day. Remember, Aphrodite said to start packing in March. We're in February now, so you still have a couple weeks just to try and practice letting go of what's going on to where there's free space that nothing is going to change. So work on changing, trusting God and trusting the universe has your back, and every time you get fearful, go, no, I just don't want to think about it now, and ignore it and set it down.
That's what I do. Do you also see March as the date of departure?
Not necessarily, but I have a feeling that contracts are going to be under negotiation at that time.
Do you feel that I could get it postponed until the end of May?
It depends on where you're going. Depends on where you're going. Now, if you did leave where were you planning on going to?
I have nowhere to go. I wanted to, if I had the money, get the van repaired, this huge 1997 van repaired, which hasn't worked for over a year, and just head out west.
I think you're escaping. I think that...
Yeah.
I think that you should look, you know, in a local area or somewhere, see what options are available to you, but... Again, here, I think you'll find the right way. The universe will take care of you on that part. So I think you'll have the right way and the right avenue. Don't fear it. I think you wanting to escape by taking a trip around the United States is definitely a fear-based situation, and it's not the right timing yet.
Well, I love you, my friends, and I trust in you, and I will, you know, I'll be in touch with you, Jackie, and I'll try to be in touch with you after that, if possible, this week.
Okay.
Thank you.
In the meantime,
Thank you. Breathe,
my friend. You want to stay on hold?
Yes. Pray for me if you can. Thanks.
Absolutely. You got it.
For faith. For faith. Bye, babies.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. All right. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 631, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. I was just wondering what you saw for Love Life.
And who are we speaking with?
Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. Have you called in before?
A while ago.
Okay.
I don't have you in here. What is your birthday?
October 5th, 1960.
And that's the date of my best friend's birthday.
Oh, really?
Okay.
7:25 a.m.
Yeah.
7:25 a.m. Huntington, New York.
Yeah. Yes.
Do you still live there?
No.
Where do you live?
On Long Island. Still.
Where?
I still live on Long Island.
Oh, okay. So you're close. You're less than 1 degree of arc. Okay, let's take a look at your love life and see what's cooking here. It is almost Valentine's Day. I think that's a good question to have this time of year. Okay. Ooh. Wow. Have you been talking to someone?
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to work out. So I'm hoping there's be other people coming in.
Mm-hmm. So you want somebody to come in and take you by storm because it seems like the people you're attracting to you aren't available, right?
You got it.
Yeah. And I think that's okay because I think it's good because you're making a balanced choice here about how you want to proceed. Okay?
Yes.
Now, Saturn is getting ready to connect with your Jupiter, your planet of good fortune and abundance. And because of that, you are looking for someone who, I want to say, is mature but very lively, okay? Someone who has a life and someone who goes places, does things, has best. I mean, it's not just enough for you to have a relationship. You need a whole new lifestyle, my friend.
You got it, yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's coming to you, and I have a feeling you just need to wait it out and look at new venues and say no to being the fixer-upper, okay?
I know.
You got to get away from that. That's not serving you at all. Oh, my goodness.
No,
but I can
not.
Understand it because you have very strong psychic gifts, and you are an armchair psychologist probably for all your friends, aren't you?
Yeah.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. And I also agree there's going to be many doors opening as far as your love life is concerned. I think this, you know, you've been taught what you don't want. And now I think I agree with Aphrodite about the fixer-up thing. Okay? You're a goddess. Okay? And you're a very sweet goddess and kind goddess. And so here again, you have to remember that when you're going into a relationship. Because I think the door is going to be opening. Mars and Venus are both going to be transiting through your seventh house of one-to-one relationships within the next month and 2 months. And so here again, we have some great openings over the next couple of months that will really reinforce the opportunity for that relationship, but it's picking the right one. Again, if they have issues or if they're not coming at you with the right attitude, on, because there's going to be another one right around the corner. It hasn't started yet, but it's going to be here soon.
Okay. Hello?
Yes, you've got to remember that both Venus and Mars are traveling through Aries, which is the I am presence. So remember who you are, as Jacqueline pointed out. Okay? It's not about the relationship as much as it's about you opening up to love and you being happy.
Yeah, you know what it is, too? I think I get along better with people who are like 47, 48, 49 than around my age because, like, that's not nice to say, but...
Well, you're young at heart, honey. You have an Aries moon. You need somebody younger than you. Yes, I would say 40s. Yes, no problem with that because you need that lighthearted levity to really fulfill that Aries moon that you have. And it's really to your advantage because your part of fortune is also in Aries, in your seventh house of one-to-one relationships. So, yes, I would not pick an older man for you. Then you go into your Saturn energy, and you don't want to do that. You don't want somebody to teach you or to control you or any of those things. Again, here, like Aphrodite
said,
you know
what I'm finding from their 50s and 60s, they're wanting 25 to 35-year-olds online. I'm like, what the heck?
Well, and I wouldn't hear again. You're a playful, fun girl. You're young at heart. Remember that. So it's not the age, and you got to stop looking at the age. It's not the age.
No. The men online want 25, 35-year-olds, and they're in their 50s.
Oh, well, screw those people. You know,
okay.
That's not what you're looking for. It's not what you're looking for. Point. You know, there's millions of people online and on dating sites, and you're looking for one. And
right.
It's really just cutting to the chase. If they want a 35-year-old, they need to go away and leave you alone, okay? You're looking for your nice little pup that you can have fun with, and that's it, okay?
Yeah. But
keep it simple.
I don't know where to find that.
Keep the party going.
I don't know where to find that.
Keep looking.
But where am I finding that?
It's going to really open up for you. So over the next month or
two, you see a new job or a different kind of job real quick?
Hmm. I don't see that right now.
I'm a teacher assistant, but I was hoping for, like, lunch monitor, hall monitor, but with the school still, because I just don't like being in the classroom all day looking after one kid. That's just not for me.
I don't think it's time to make a change in career as much as it's time to change your lifestyle a little bit, okay? I'd hang in there for right now.
All right.
Priorities right now is to make you personally happy.
All right.
Right now,
yeah, I just don't know how I'm going to meet these men.
Well, you've got to basically
it's not
go to places that you love
them.
To go to.
Well, that's money, too.
It's not in the how, it's being open to it. It's not in the money,
okay.
It's being open to it. Okay, that's the point. Is going... I am, and the whole thing is, I am a goddess, and I am looking for that perfect one-to-one relationship, and that's the way it's going to be. That's it.
All right, I can say that.
Keep that in,
right,
and just keep
it your
on
mantra.
Getting yourself out there.
All right, I will. Well, thank you so much.
Okay, keep us posted. God bless you.
I will.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye, good night.
Okay. Right. Area code 561-287. You're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, hi. Hey, ladies. How you doing? It's Stacy. I wanted to let you know that I'm starting a part-time thing tomorrow. So, you know, I'm hoping it works out, you know, because the other jobs I had lasted a week, 2 weeks, 2 days was the last one. So I'm hoping that it's a little longer. Because I guess Venus retrograde is coming up. There's eclipses. And on this eclipse, I got stood up by somebody I knew. He asked me out Friday night, but he called me up at 10 o'clock to go to an 11 o'clock dinner, and the restaurant closes at 11. So I said, why don't we go out tomorrow, which is Saturday, instead? And this guy's birthday is April 16th, 66. So to make a long story short, I never heard from – he says, I'll look forward to seeing you Saturday, and I never heard from him. So, you know, it kind of upset me that all I'm – that he preferred to go out with me for 11 o'clock dinner, that the dinner place didn't exist because restaurants closed, and didn't want a normal date with me. And I'm just really kind of bummed. And, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up, and – he shouldn't have asked
you
me
should
the
have
first
just
place.
Said no, Stacy. That's ridiculous. Why would you even buy into that? Really? Oh my goodness.
No, I knew when the restaurant closed, you know. I knew. No, I didn't go. I'm telling you, I didn't go. I said the restaurant's going to close, and he wanted me to drive, meet him at the restaurant. I said by the time I get ready, it's too late. So I said to him that the restaurant closes 11 and it's late and it's, you know, it's too late. And he goes, you want company? And I said, no, let's go out tomorrow night. And I never heard from him. And this is somebody I knew. You know what I mean? We went out for drinks a while back and, you know, he messages me out of nowhere and then I never hear back. So I'm kind of bummed because, you know, Aries, you don't think they're cheap or whatever, but I just really was turned off. So, wondering if my, if, you know, things, well, I don't expect a date by Valentine's Day, but do you see when things will open up dating? Because it's been a long while. We're talking about it's been a long while. I can't even remember. And the reason I don't try is because, I don't try because, like the other gal said, there's the guys that are around our age or whatever, they're, it's like a second, I mean, whatever for them. They're just, you know, they're less serious than when they're 30, put it that way. It just seems like it's not a good selection, and it's like they're on their second child, you know, like their second part of life. Midlife crisis, I'll put it that way.
Right. But again, if a person basically doesn't can't meet you for dinner and they want to know if you have company, they're out for one thing, honey. Come on. You should know better than that.
Oh, I know.
At this stage of the game. You know. So
yeah, I know. And I was turned
off. You need to change the way that you are viewing these relationships. You need to be the inquisitor. You need to ask the extra questions. You need to be a little bit of an itch for the capital B sometimes in order to get where you're going. I'm just saying.
No.
Sometimes you have to call them on their stuff, okay? And,
yeah, I didn't.
And
I was,
my
I
feeling
just
is,
advice. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So my feeling, I wouldn't be worrying too much about that. Right now, I'm glad that you have the job, at least for now. That's great. But the other thing is, too, is that, again, you want to spend time with people that like to do what you do, okay?
Yeah.
You know, you need to do the things that you like to do so you can meet somebody that likes to do the things you like to do so that you can actually have a relationship. It's not just about hooking up.
No, I like dinners. I like going out to dinner. I like sporting events. I like outdoor festivals. Exactly.
Then that's where you need to find yourself.
Oh, exactly. But with this job for now, do you see it lasting weeks or months? It's
well,
just
Venus is sitting on your Saturn
thing.
Tonight, so, well, I'm not sure you don't have anything transiting your sixth house right now. What do you think, Jacqueline?
And you know what's funny about this job? You see, this job I applied for in the past, and the person they hired didn't work out. That's why I'm skeptical. Whoever they hired didn't work out. So, and the other only other thing I was offered was telemarketing, but this sounds more substantial, you know, because what if you don't sell? And I never did telemarketing before.
Well, and I think you have a potential. I think it's more of how you approach this job as far as how long it's going to last.
Yeah. It's just that the thing that I'm worried about is because whoever they hired instead of me a month ago, they didn't last. That's why he called me up as a backup. So I wasn't the first choice, but why the other person not last? So that's the only hesitation I'm going through. But it's a part-time thing anyway. It's only a part-time. It's like, hold on. It's less than 30 hours a week. It's about 30 hours
a week.
But
you can look for something else while you're entertaining this, okay? Don't put all your eggs in one basket because that's been your downfall.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Like, how long is it going to take to get something that's longer lasting?
Well, right now there's not a lot of planetary energy in Earth, so my feeling is I would ride the train and I would be looking for other things that you can do, but don't expect it to come immediately because I don't feel it and I don't want to mislead you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But to me, it seems as if that you can get very lucky with working with something where there is a certain amount of technology and research, and that's the only thing that I can see that could be coming into you within the next month. So I would be looking in that direction.
I did look at something that you're saying, and it was during, I guess, it was a seasonal thing. It was also part-time, and it lasted maybe 3 weeks.
Right, but you were on the right track. It just wasn't the right job.
I know, because they don't, that place that I'm talking about, they had turnover because I guess their office manager that they have there, she's a real B-I-T-C-H, and nobody stays there. And I knew about it, but I liked the job and everything, but she was just, you understand.
Right, right.
So
well,
it wasn't just me.
Just posted, we're basically off the air already, so... Keep us posted and keep looking for something in addition to what you have, but hold on to what you have. And then
what about
you have
the telemarketing?
That in the palm of your hand.
But the telemarketing, do you think that I should do that part time or no? Do you think I'd last with that more than a day? Because they said that's long, not a lot of turnover. So should I do that also?
I'm not seeing it. What do you see, Jacqueline?
I don't think I can do that either, you know, because I don't like headphones. They said it's headphones. You know, those things you stick in your ear, and I don't know, that kind of, like, weirds me out.
Yeah, it's not something I would choose for you. Keep looking, and give
so
us a call
back. So
you said
research and technology. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Have a happy, do you both have Valentine's Day? Dates? Do you have dates?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, make sure your guys do something special because it shows you what they think of you. I mean, if I had a guy between me and you, I'm not really into flowers or something like that. I'd rather get like a gift certificate to a spa, like for a back massage or a spa, a facial, hair, things like that I like more. But, you know, even for Valentine's Day, what about like even a weekend away, even to a local spa, you know, things
go.
Like that I like.
We got to go, Stacey. Sorry. We're off the air. We
well, many
go.
Blessings, and I am going to have a good Valentine's Day no matter what. God bless
thank
you, honey.
You so much. Okay, thanks.
All right. Good night. Well, we still have a couple people holding on. We should leave our phone numbers.
Okay, well, you can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
Call me at 540-400-0110. Friend us on Facebook. We're on there, and we're going to be here next Sunday night from 6 to 7, and hopefully be able to answer at least one question for you with the beautiful art that we love and share. Many blessings to all of you, and have a very happy Valentine's Day.
Have a good week. Good night.
Good night.